a few ways to support your need for safety. And you may find that some of my suggestions are more useful for you than others, which is perfectly natural. Okay. So, to begin with, in this moment, see if you can recognize, as we did once before already, that you're actually all right. You're basically all right. It's not a $1 million moment, but there is enough air to breathe. The heart is continuing to beat. In this instant of now, and the next instant of now, the soft animal of the body, as the poet Mary Oliver calls it, the soft animal of the body is, in this instant of now, basically all right. Feel free to stay with one of my suggestions, even if I move along, as I am right now. So a second suggestion related to our safety needs is to reflect on various forms of protection. For example, being in a well-built building, daylight, in a relatively civil society, not racked by civil war, among good people, so that you can truly afford to recognize and release unnecessary anxiety, needless apprehension, bracing, or vigilance. Another factor for safety is one we've explored earlier, a sense of strength. Experiencing your own strength, recognizing it, can also help you feel safer and safer. So that you, because you know you have resources inside you, you can draw upon to deal with challenges. Body's relaxing.
opening to a growing tranquility. Finding your way to a growing sense of peace. Resting increasingly in a sense of peace. There is a falling away of any resistance of things that are unpleasant. There may be pain in the body. There may be other preoccupations in the mind. But resting increasingly in a sense of peace, there's no need to be agitated about what's unpleasant, no need to be at war with it, no need for that aspect of craving. Now and now and now, at peace. And then letting the sense of peace move to the back of the mind. And we'll focus now on a growing sense of contentment. So to begin, think of one or more things you feel grateful for. And open to a growing experience of gratitude. Also thinking of things that you feel glad about, that make you happy. People, places, times. encouraging feelings of satisfaction in yourself and happiness for wholesome purposes. It's okay to let yourself feel happy. Without strain, without pressure, opening to a growing well-being. Being aware of accomplishments, successes of various kinds, things you have finished, put behind you. So there can be a growing sense of having arrived. So there need not be so much seeking or striving or chasing. Finding a growing contentment, which is a basic sense of well-being, with no wish that this moment be other than what it is. A sense of the enoughness of the present moment. In this contentment, there's no basis for grasping after what's pleasant. No need to chase those rewards. Already contented. Already at ease and satisfied in this moment. Then letting contentment move to the back of awareness. And focusing now on gently opening to and encouraging a growing feeling of love. You can start with something we've already explored a few times, which is feeling cared about yourself in one aspect or another. Being aware of friends, or family members, pets, teachers, spiritual beings who see you or appreciate you or like you. Or love you. Opening to feeling cared about. What's it like to feel loved? Also feeling caring. Bring to mind one or more beings that you care for. You may have compassion for. You may like, you may love. Opening to loving feelings flowing through your heart. Allowing love increasingly to pervade your mind in all directions. Perhaps a sense of love like ripples or waves coming into you, flowing out of you. If it's real for you, you can explore the sense that you are liked enough. It would be nice to have more people like you, to be liked in other ways. And yet, if it's real for you, there can be the authentic experience of having already been liked enough. Or already loved enough. Doesn't mean that you won't have more love in your future, more liking in the future, but that experience of authentically feeling liked enough or loved enough can really help relax a kind of clinging to to more. Increasingly rested in love, being aware of a falling away of any need to cling to others, to work them or work the relationship to get more. Already at ease in love. And then in the last few minutes here, exploring what it's like to bring these three elements together, peace, contentment, love, with the felt sense of core needs met in this moment, so that there's no basis for craving. There's no need to resist anything unpleasant. There's no need to grasp after anything pleasant. There's no need to cling to anything that's heartfelt. Coming home to an integrated, rested sense of peace, contentment, and love. Can there be a sense, even if only for a second at a time, of a mind free of craving? in the last minute here, if you like, you can open your eyes or imagine your life and explore the sense of what it would be like to engage everyday life while coming from a rested sense of peace, contentment, and love. How might you approach your family or work, friendships, driving in traffic? Rested in peace, contentment, and love.